nice to have you stop and visit the little country church of Hollywood, Miss Polk. Yes, you're just in time for meeting. The neighbors will be dropping in. Oh, they may be a little bit slow, but they'll get here, given time. Parson Hopkins left his wife at the Crossroad Stores to do some trading, and when he went up to see Bill Evans, Brother Rudy offered to take Sister Hopkins onto the church, but she said that she'd wait for the parson, so she's been a-setting on the store gallery for the past half hour, waiting for the belated parson. I do believe that's him a-coming now. Yes, dear. Well, let's see what excuse he'll give for being late this time.
Get up there, boy. You better get on up there. Yeah, I see Sarah sitting there on the store gallery. I reckon you and me'll kiss it now, Dan. But now when I tell her that me and Bill was a-talking, and what we was a-talking about, it ought to be all right. Ooh. Well, you been a-waiting long, honey?
Well, you be a-waiting, have mighty a-grown to this gallery. Where have you been all the time?
Well, you see, me and Bill Evans was a-setting out there in his barn talking. Yeah, Bill's about ready to give up again.
Get the bundles in the buggy. Me here a-setting all by myself, and you and Bill Evans with your big talk.
Yeah, big talk nothing, sir. Why, I was trying to help a discouraged man. That's what I was doing. You get all you come down here to trade for?
Yes. What's ailing Bill Evans now? It's all or something.
Get up there. Get up, I tell you, Dan Hopkins. Well, honey, I am a neighborhood to help human people. That's what I want to ask
you. Yes, but you can pick out the no-countest man sometimes to spend a whole day with. Bill Evans, for instance.
Now, sir, I got mighty good authority for just such doings as that.
Where'd you get that idea? Right
there in the Bible. That's where I got it at. Remember how Jesus hoped people, hoped the weary, and lifted up the brokenhearted? Yeah. He comforted the burden. Get up there. And he smiled on and brought blessings to folks that didn't have a chance in the world if he'd come that way.
And what did you tell Bill Evans?
Well, I'll pull off the road here. It's a pretty long story. Well, you see, he first brought up that he was just about ready to die. He was so discouraged that he was just about ready to give up everything and quit. That's what he said.
What did you say to that, Jessica?
Well, I told him he was getting a limber leg. That's what he was getting.
Limber leg?
Yeah. Don't you remember when I was chilling there in Funkin' City, you know, they got mad that time and got so aggravated, you know? Don't you remember?
Yeah.
Wanted to buy all that hot fish and them balloons and things. We must have sent 2 bits. First and last,
you know.
Well, the whole day there, we spent that much money, and they just kept on. We wouldn't buy them nothing, so they just give up and just swamp down on the ground there and just sat down the leg, give away on them.
I
said,
remember that.
Well, they took the limber leg and quit. And so I says, that's what's got you, Bill, the limber leg, and now you want to quit. That's what I said.
You know, that was a good talk you give Bill Evans.
But that ain't all. I went on. And I told him that the weary leg, that was different from the limber leg. You see, you get the weary leg when you're really tired, when you're just about wore out. Then the Lord will help you. But he never will when you just take the limber leg and sit down and quit.
Well, you better get started on the test.
It ain't fair, but I reckon we had better get started. Get up there.
Was Bill helped him when you left him?
Well, that's smart. He told me that there was one thing in all the world, though, that was left at encouraging.
Well, I'd love to know what that was.
Yeah, that's what I asked him. He said it was his dog.
His dog?
Yeah, he said his dog still believed in him. Licked his hand, tender and touching.
Dogs will do that.
Yeah.
Their devotion is to the end all.
True, I reckon it is. You know, I got a good notion to talk on that.
I would.
Well, Dan Hopkins, now you take that bump easy. Slow down there.
Well, you know you ought to tell him that story about the little dog's faithfulness during the World War.
Well, you know I think it will. It's all for touching, though, but it has me up. Well, Bill's another one of his tanners. He's awful disencouraged. but I think I hooked him up this morning. Yeah, you all go by there. You all ought to sing a piece for him sometime. Bill's a good fella. He's got his weak pints, but he's all right now, and that's what I say. And I wish you'd sing another piece. It's sort of like the one you were singing when we come in just now, me and Terry. Lead on, O King Eternal. Now, that's what I call a grand song.
Lead on, O King
Bill, if you come on down to meeting and get your eyes off of the ground, we'll sing your favorite act for you. And he says that if the Lord ever hoped him, that, and he had a great blessing, he wanted us to sing the piece for him. And you know what it was? Saved to the uttermost. That's a good one for Bill Evans, isn't it? Y'all sing that.
He said there was a man that was kind of besieged in there, a whole parcel of them, and couldn't get no word out. And do you know one of these men had left his little old dog back yonder, tied in a dugout miles back, and that dog had trailed that man that was besieged in there? They called him some kind of battalion that couldn't get out. Well, this man seed the dog, and he said, "Get back there. You get back." And somebody said, "Send the message for the dog." And he wrote out a piece, you see, on a scrap of paper and tied it to that dog's collar and said, "Now you go back. You know that dog obeyed him. That dog went back through Shell Fire And the enemy saw the dog and kept shooting at him, knowing that he was carrying a message. They shot that dog through the hindquarters, and them fellers that saw it says the dog crawled over the hill, went back there to the dugout and walked in there, just dragged himself into where a colonel is at. The little dog was a-dying. He licked that man's hand and died. But that's how come the relief went out. You see, that dog was faithful unto death. Every time I think of it, I just say I wished I could be that kind of faithful myself.
All my sleeping, when on my watch I'm keeping, if I've a beagle falling.
Goodbye, neighbors. I was just thinking that many of us may never be able to have success nor be looked upon as great in the world, but we can all be faithful. Well, goodbye, folks. We sure wish you well.
Goodbye, everybody.